to another episode of the Double Comma Club with your host, Nicole Ruth of the Ruth Team, the number one lending team in Colorado.
DMARS August Market Trends Report was just released, and real estate delivered. I mean, we all know home is a safe place, one which should provide joy, safety, and stability. So as the world around us is in a trying time, real estate continues to be the silver lining for those buyers who can simply win the bid. Jobless claims and corona cases are both up. Businesses are closed. Demographics and rates continue to push demand, while the uncertainty of jobs and schools weigh heavy on sellers. Builders are rushing in to make up for what existing homes are not. And all of this could change if the stock market turns. So here's what I see. Let's start out with the sellers. They're not moving, right? I mean, inventory continues to strain the market with 6,449 active listings at month end, 31% below last July. The uncertainty of the job market, the inability to find a replacement home, and now the stress of homeschooling has sellers thinking twice. Meanwhile, builder confidence rallied in July to meet the suburban moving demand with smaller homes void of shared spaces. I mean, Denver alone saw new home pending sales up 18% in June, up 23% over last year. Meanwhile, the buyers are clamoring for homes that are priced right and staged well, with 31% of detached homes selling for over asking, and the average days on market dropping 7.7% year over year, the median days on market dropping 36% year over year. And not only is the demand hot for lower priced homes, as first-time home buyers, downsizers, and investors all push the close-to-list price up for those homes between $300,000 and $500,000 to a whopping 100.6%. I mean, but homes even over a million gained favor in July. I mean, are people finding well-being in luxury homes? 55% more million-dollar-plus homes sold than last year, driving the average close price for single-family detached above $601,000. I mean, that's almost 10% higher than July of last year, when it seemed that the McMansions had all but lost favor. I mean, speaking of McMansions, the two highest-priced homes sold in July, a $7 million home in Boulder, and a $5.9 million home in Cherry Hills, of course. Realtor.com's weekly measure of market recovery listed Denver within the top six markets out of 50 every week during July. We all know this. We felt it. 6,664 homes closed in July, delivering on June's record number of pending home sales and breaking the previous record of 6,230 homes closed in June of 2017. Low interest rates and pent-up COVID demand certainly help push record numbers as demographics will continue to be in our favor for at least the next few years.
And that's a good place for a break. We'll be back in just a minute.
Your home purchase has a long-term impact on your ability to build financial wealth. We at the Ruth Team will continue to be alongside you well beyond the closing date. Whether helping to refinance a loan, transitioning to your next home, or building multi-generational wealth through investments, we are committed to finding you solutions other lenders can't or simply won't. We look forward to helping you build wealth through real estate by generating passive income for a more financially secure future. Get started today by visiting theruthteam.com. That's theruethteam.com. Your resource for helping you build wealth through real estate.
And let's continue the conversation. Low interest rates not only fueled demand, but gave buyers a Christmas present in July. I mean, as I noted, the average closed home for a single family detached rose to 601,863. Last year, that number was 547,537. If I put 20% down, a payment on today's home at 2.99% is exactly the same amount In fact, it's $2 off from a home last year at 3.75%. If I calculate today's low interest rate of 2.99 for the median home price versus a year ago, home buyers are saving $43 a month today. Now, it's time to stop paying your landlord's mortgage and move into a position of wealth and stability for yourself and your family. Real estate has not only taken a position of favor because it's now where we're spending most of our time, but it's also giving homeowners stability in a shifting market. I mean, what keeps me up at night? The stock market. As CNN's Fear and Greed Index moves further into greed, and Citigroup's Panic Euphoria Index points more towards extreme euphoria, both point to lower stock prices within a year. I mean, the recent COVID deaths breaking 155,000, COVID cases doubling in July, jobless numbers and continued unemployment claims both breaking trend and increasing, and Yelp's business tracker showing another 15,742 businesses closed permanently in July alone, all point towards a long recovery. Real estate, however, continues to show strength. Sharing a sneak peek into next month's numbers, we see pending home sales in July post another big number of 7,122, 27.5% higher than last year. Now that lets me sleep better at night. Nicole Ruth, the Ruth team of Fairway Mortgage, keeping you updated.
You've been listening to The Double Comma Club. Never miss an episode. Subscribe at TheDoubleCommaClub.com or your favorite podcast venue to hear more success stories. Get free tips on how you can get on the path to becoming a millionaire through real estate at any age. If you enjoyed this, you might also enjoy our YouTube channel. Just look for The Roof Team on YouTube or visit our site, TheRoofTeam.com.